Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Hi, I'm Wavy with Hear Again. Did you know that a hearing loss affects millions of people across the United States? Don't let that hearing loss stress you out. Yes, there is a lot of help for those who do suffer with a hearing loss. That's Hear Again. Call us for your free hearing test at 1-888-755-5920. Call us for your free hearing test at 1-888-755-5920.
Hear Again so you can understand again.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you'll have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
Well, late-day pressure yesterday will carry into the markets here this morning. At least in the cattle futures, the lack of support in the cattle market continued to erode any support that had developed over in the hog futures. Well, aggressive pressure across cattle futures yesterday created panic selling in some areas of the north, where a light trade took place in Nebraska at about $163. That's $4 lower than last week. Packers remain short bought, but the bearish tone in the market may continue to pressure the market and create a bearish tone in the complex. Now, the hog futures are expected to start out in a narrow mixed range today, but the aggressive late-day pressure influenced by the limit losses in the cattle market quickly diminished any well-disciplined trade activity in the market yesterday. All nearby contracts have now set new contract lows, with traders looking for longer-term support and direction in summer and fall 2017 contracts. Cash hog activity is expected to remain steady to lower, with procurement expected to remain strong once again as packers continue to press ahead with daily chain speeds of about 437,000 head and aggressive weekly totals. Well, over on the grains, the grain futures were slightly higher late yesterday, while corn and wheat held on to earlier gains as financial markets appeared relieved the first presidential debate was over and that Hillary Clinton would be a steady hand in the Oval Office. Wall Street's Dow Jones Industrials were up more than 100 points in afternoon trading, due in part to Clinton's performance, and the dollar held modest gains when the crops closed. Trading's been light in wheat futures the past few weeks as the U.S. harvest is over, and attention has been on corn and soybeans. Forecasts favor dry weather for the plains this week, which should aid winter wheat planting. Corn finished higher yesterday in light trading to recover some of what it lost on Monday, with the December unable to push past resistance at the 20-day moving average. Soybeans closed higher after the sale of 4.4 million bushels to China. The futures recovered about half of what they lost on Monday. We'll check futures in a moment.
Since 1987, Superior Livestock has been bringing the market to you live via satellite and now also online. To learn more about America's leader in livestock marketing, call Superior at 800-422-2117 or check us out at SuperiorLivestock.com.
It's the new cattle drive for tomorrow. Hey, market your livestock the Superior way.
Well, October live cattle was down $3 yesterday at $103.82. December down $3 at $103.12. October feeder cattle down $4.20 at $126.85. And the November down $4.50, $123.37. October hogs down $1.35 at $51.70. December was down $2.15 at $46.45. Over to the grains, Kansas City hard red winter wheat. December up 5 1/4, 4.19 1/4. And the March was up 5 1/4 at 4.36. Chicago wheat, December up 8 cents at 4.04. And the March was up 6 1/4 at 4.20. December corn up 2 3/4 at 3.31 3/4. March up 2 3/4 at 3.41 3/4. November soybeans up 7 1/4 cents at 9.52 1/2. January up 7 1/4 at 9.58 3/4. On the cotton futures, October down 122 at 68.17. December down 57 at 69.17. November crude oil down up 45.10. December up 42 at 45.66. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.